Storytellers down many years have been fond of writing stories about doors. Doors that are narrow and rusted and secret, doors that creak when open. Some are hidden, some are high and imposing, others are invitingly open. Doors that lead to treasure, to beauty, to adventure, to happiness. Why do you think there have been so many stories down the years featuring doors? Jesus was also fond of stories using doors. In the Bible account that was read to us by Charlotte, verse 7 reads, Jesus says, I am the door of the sheep. Now that's an unusual thing, isn't it? I am the door of the sheep. Well, he's talking about the way in which the shepherds used to use their body to form the door. They'd have a pen, probably made of stones, rectangular, with an opening at one end that was only wide enough so that the shepherd could sit across, or even lie across sometimes, to keep out marauding animals. They wouldn't try to get in. So Jesus says, I am the door of the sheepfold, where the sheep would spend the night safe, because the shepherd's body was the door. No animal could get in past the shepherd, and so the sheep were safe. Now Jesus goes on to say, I am the door. And as our storytellers are fond of telling stories featuring doors, Jesus challenges those who have a dark and dismal view of the world by proclaiming, I am the door. Going back to why storytellers have written so many stories involving doors, it's because the stories are for children and young people. A time for opening doors all around you. Doors of learning. Doors of friendship. Doors of great ambitions and high hopes. Doors of the wide world and the years ahead. Doors of love and work and of marriage and career. Doors of freedom and of faith. And there are a number, of course, now have done GCSEs. At least one done GCSEs. Others have done A-levels, going on to university. And these are all new doors that are being opened, or they are opening. And storytellers know that behind many a door there is excitement and opportunity, something new to be explored. And Jesus said, I am the door. However, we usually put it the other way round, really, and see Jesus standing outside a door begging to be let in. And a man called Holman Hunt painted Jesus just so many years ago. And of course that picture came from the Revelation chapter 3 and 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And the picture is entitled The Light of the World, but it's Jesus there outside the door wanting to be let in. There's all kinds of things covering that door. There we are. Jesus outside the door, wanting to be let in. A door that is covered with weeds and brambles, asking to be let in. But there's only one latch on this door. Only one latch. And that's on the inside. The door represents your heart and my heart. And Jesus is gently asking, let me come in. Let me come in to your heart and life. So the door represents your heart and my heart. Let me come into your heart, he's saying, tapping gently on the door. In the picture, he is the caller. That's only half the truth. The other half is this. Here's the door to life. The door to adventure and beauty, to freedom and joy. He is the open sesame to a life of great wonder and love. I am the door, he proclaims, the open door to every possibility of spiritual adventure, of freedom and enrichment. The Lord Jesus offers himself to men and women, children and young people as the way out, the way forward and the way home. He is the open door. He is the door to new life. All kinds of things can shut doors to us. Failure, disappointment, our own wrong decisions. So can we begin again when we have grown old? Can we go back to begin again? And with missed opportunities, can we do it? But one day Jesus was talking to an old man who wanted to ask him questions. He wasn't a man bound in sin, but he was a man bound in the past of Judaism, bound to all that old Jewish religion had become. He had no time for new young prophets, no confidence in new ideas. He couldn't get hold of new life-changing experiences. He had grown old in disappointment, as many do today. He felt that it was impossible to go back to begin again. So what did Jesus say to him? What you need is to be born again, he said. Precisely that. You need to be born again. To be born from above, to begin again on a new level with new resources and new life. To start afresh in the kingdom of the Holy Spirit. Christ opened a door to Nicodemus that day. That's who it was, Nicodemus. Opened him the door to new life. And if anyone, young or old, will open their heart and life to the door, Jesus, to the Lord Jesus, he or she is a new creation. Not a patched up one, but new. All things for them are made new. We sing sometimes, I am a new creation. When things come along in our life and perhaps the doors of hope seem shut, Jesus opens new ones, doors to a new life in Jesus. There's a story of a young lad who was always going in and out and leaving the door open. I wonder if you do that, any of you do that. In and out, leaving the door open. His mum and dad used to say to him, will you either come in or go out, but shut the door. He didn't take much notice. One day his mum said to him, "When you get to heaven, what will you do regarding the door?" "Oh," he said, "that's easy. When someone says, 'Will you come in or go out,' then I'll go in." So let us look at a moment or two at some of the children's old stories about doors. Do you remember that great stone door, immovable, without a handle or lock, that opened only to the magic words, which were, what's that? "Open sesame." Have you all the children heard of that before? Let's see if the children said, where are they gone? "Open sesame." And we'll see what the door, if the door, is this on? I can't reach it. I'll have to do it. Something like that. One of the people, well, somebody did that, had more breath. And that led into the richest cave in all the world. What about stories about that secret door? Never had so many children disappear. Along a dark corridor, down the twisted stairs, to a door only open if you found the right berry in the old oak carving, and press your foot against the panelling, the door that led to mystery and wonderful adventure, and forgotten secret rooms. Remember that kind of story? A bit creepy, going into that, thinking about adventure behind that door and the way in which you had to open the door. What about the other door, so little that no one remembered it was there? Overgrown with weeds, rusted on its hinges, and a high, grim wall, too high to climb. The wall that imprisoned the beautiful princess until Prince Charming, there was always a Prince Charming, wasn't there? He minutely examined the wall until he found the door. And the princess was awakened with a kiss. We've lost the kiss. Anyway, it was a kiss. Something like that. There's another door in the wide overshadowing tree too that let Alice into Wonderland. And that door was so small that Alice had to be made smaller to get in. Remember that story? The children won't remember it very much. They don't use those stories as much today, but a lot of you grown-ups will know, and older ones will know those stories. All things about Jesus are true because he is the open door to God. "No one comes to the Father but by me," he said. And then Paul says, "Through him we have access to the Father." But one important thing we must take notice of, a door is only an opportunity. To admire it is not to enter it. We may stand before the magic cave for years, we may whisper about the secret door upon the stair for the rest of your lives. We may stand looking at Alice's tree, watch the weeds and briars thicken over the high grim wall, and it shall profit us nothing. The treasure, the adventure, The wonder and the joy are for those who enter. Those who enter. The Lord Jesus beckons us to life. We must get up and enter and explore if we would live in Him. Here's the door to new life. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are, you can enter and claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I am the door, says Jesus. Come to life through me. Claim me as your Lord and Savior.